Betty's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
I'm feeling very, very privileged today because I have been let in to what feels like a secret world of Willy Wonka. I'm inside the Betty's Bakery over in Harrogate and I have been allowed to meet part of the innovations team, Julie Ward. Hello, Julie.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. This is a very exciting time for me to come and visit. I've never been in here before and the craft bakery is like it's a secret world, isn't it? You said not many people are allowed in here.
No, that's right, yeah. Everything's very secretive around here.
And we're talking today, as your innovations team name would suggest, about the innovative new ideas and things and how you rotate the different food and offerings for Betty's Tea Rooms. So the menus that you offer at the tea rooms, do they change regularly?
Yes, the main cafe menu changes every 6 months currently, and we support the main menu with seasonal ideas such as asparagus, which is in mid-May, and we also, a big favourite of ours is rhubarb, which is from early January to mid-March.
Very Yorkshire as well, isn't it? That?
Definitely, Yorkshire rhubarb. Everybody loves Yorkshire rhubarb.
Why do you think it's important to change the menu? Because if you have, you know, a menu that seems to be going down well, you could just leave it at that. Why do you bother to change it?
Well, hopefully this is to keep our customers coming back. So we change the menus to reflect the seasons and some of our amazing produce that is available, obviously, from Yorkshire, so we can offer this to our customers.
And do you tend to sort of take feedback from customers if there's a particular dish that everyone's going, oh, please tell the chef that was amazing, or vice versa? Do you take that feedback into account?
Yes, absolutely. We listen to our customers when we're creating the menus. Most recently, our customers fed back to us on the avocado with poached eggs on our sourdough.
Well, that's very in right now, isn't it?
It is, yeah, sourdough and avocado, yeah. This is served with vine tomatoes and Yorkshire cured bacon, and it was created as a lighter offering, which is different to what we offer in our Swiss hearty breakfast, and that this is what some of the customers were wanting.
And has that gone down well?
Yes, definitely. It's very popular.
And where else do you tend to get inspiration for your new ideas, as well as feedback from regulars and customers?
Inspiration is all around us, especially in Yorkshire. All our team members are always looking at what's happening around the world as well, and what's in trend. And the development team, we work closely together with our suppliers, and they come in and showcase us new products that they're working with themselves, which we use as much as we can.
There must be very special people that get to go and do that.
yeah, definitely.
And there must be solid favourites, though. I know you do a Swiss rosti that seems to have always been on the menu. You do your Fat Rascals, and there are some still good old favourites that you don't ever take off.
Yeah, that's right. Very lucky to have a number of these dishes. Obviously, our bacon and raclette rosti. This is a true Swiss classic, and everybody really likes this. And our Yorkshire rarebit as well.
And how important is it for you to be using producers and suppliers from nearby, because we've got a lot on offer? Mm-hmm. Is that important to Betty's?
Yes, definitely. Local produce is extremely important to us. We regularly feature a Yorkshire rhubarb from Thompson Linson's near Wakefield, and as asparagus and Yorkshire strawberries from Moritz at St Hutton, obviously when the season allows. And on our afternoon tea menus, we use local dairies, Stanfree Farm, and our clotted cream, obviously, is very delicious.
You get your suppliers. Your suppliers come in. You use their products. You then develop a brand new dish. How does that dish make it from the kitchens just beside us to being on the menu and eaten by customers? How does it get tested and okayed?
Once the dish is created, our development team test the new creations. We test them in our branches by training the branch catering teams how to create the new offering from scratch. We then make the new dishes live in the cafes and serve it to a panel of experts, which include retail and catering directors, head of development, catering managers, with input from our purchasing and technical teams. And most importantly, we ask for customer feedback on this as well.
So the actual testing takes place in the cafes?
Yeah, we do test in the cafes, and we also test in the innovation as well.
So you get to
the
test
new
it?
Offerings.
Yeah.
I do.
That's a definite perk of the job,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And so you are doing all this innovation here, you are testing new products, you're making it here, using your local suppliers, suppliers. What else is there that goes on here at the craft bakery? I just got shown the chocolate room, which in itself is exciting, but what else goes on in this building?
Yes, we develop all our chocolate range for Easter, all our Christmas products, and obviously boxed chocolates as well, creams, our fresh creams. So basically everything happens in the bakery, developed and tested.
And you work very far in advance, so we are, you know, people are, at the moment, they're even a bit scared of the word Christmas, but you're already working on Easter. There's a display of chocolate eggs over there that are absolutely insane. How do you cope at working so far in advance with such intricate products?
Yeah, this is the exciting part. For me, working on the Easter eggs, this can be very creative and intricate. So I love doing this. And we've just developed our Easter range at the moment. Yeah.
And so are you all done for Christmas? All your new ideas and everything for Christmas is sort of set and ready to go already?
Yeah, everything's set and ready to go, yeah.
Are we allowed to know any secrets about Christmas?
No, we can't share any secrets.
Oh, shame.
It's all exciting. We also do in the facility, we do a lot of competitions as well. We entered Hotel Olympia and we've got silver and bronze there. And we've just recently entered the Academy of Chocolate Awards and won a bronze and silver for... We won the bronze for the Crucibage chocolate and we won a silver for the Palette d'Or, so that's fantastic.
And are they things that people can go and buy?
Buy in the shop, yeah. You can buy these chocolates in the shop now, so...
Wow.
Yeah, they're all on sale.
Award-winning chocolate.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for having us. I'm very excited to see the autumn menu, which is coming when?
It starts next week, around the 22nd, yeah.
Can you recommend any new things that are on the menu?
Yes, lots of things, but what I would really recommend is the Harrogate Blue Cheese Pear and Walnut Salad and our new Betty's Yorkshire Sausages.
Special Betty's Sausages?
Yeah, they're made to an exclusive recipe in the Vale of York from outdoor reared pork, served with a miniature roast and braised red cabbage.
Oh, that would be good for when the days get a little bit chillier, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
definitely good.
Yeah.
Any puddings?
Yes, we've got a lovely warm apple strudel, which is slices of fresh apple, plump sultanas and ground almonds encased in a delicious, delicate, crisp layer of butter strudel pastry, served with vanilla en glaise.
Oh, delicious.
Betty's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.